Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es mit Ila, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey, Kala Cholin, all foods, mit Starfin, are combined, Lifsel es Hagvia, Bekechotzi Pras. Let's first touch the words literally. Gvia is a body to disqualify a guf, that would mean disqualify to eating truma. Bekechotzi Pras is a shear. By eating tamadika foods, they would add up to a half a pras. How much is a half a pras? Says about tenura, it is a beya and a half, according to the Rambam. And two eggs, the size of two eggs, ledivi rabaisa, according to the rebeyim of the batanura. So if you eat that amount of tamadika food, this body, this person that ate it, can no longer eat truma. And he would passel truma if he touches it until he toivels himself. Well, let's understand as follows. Midiraisa. If I touch tamadika food, I don't become tummy. And midiraisa, if I ate tamadika food, I wouldn't necessarily become tummy. But Chazal made a gzer. They said, if somebody eats tamadika food, how much tamadika food? The amount of a half a pras? Then his body does become tummy, and he cannot eat truma. He has to toivel himself in the mikvah. This tuma, the Chazal were koveya, Chazal instituted, is called Tumas HaGeviyah, Tumah of the body. So Zak the Mishnah, Kalo Achal, all different kinds of food. Mitzdarfen could be combined, Lifsel is HaGeviyah, to Pasel, the person's body, literally, B'Kachatzi Pras. If I'm going to add up all of the food that he ate, and it adds up to a Chatzi Pras, he's tummy. Furthermore, all different types of food could be combined, B'Mezayin Shtei Sudais La'erev, for the food of the two Sudais, that you would need for an Eruve Techumen. If you want to go more than 2,000 Amis on Shabbos, you have to make an Eruve Techumen. All right, let's do a quick Chazara, what you remember, I'm sure, from Masechtas Erevin. Every person has, from where he lives, 2,000 Amis in all directions. If my Rebbe is giving a shir, let's say, and it's 3,000 Amis to the east, what could I do? Well, this is what you can do. Between my house, or between my town, if I live in a town, and the place where my Rebbe is giving a shir, I'm going to put down an Eruvei Techumen. And I'm going to say, officially, this is where I live for Shabbos. So now I have 2,000 Amis in each direction from the Eruvei Techumen. So I can go from my house to my Rebbe's shir. In other words, really, every person has 4,000 Amis that he can walk and straight. Because, again, try to picture this. I live in the middle. I have 2,000 amis to my left, 2,000 amis to my right. So I can walk till the end of the 2,000 amis left of my house. I can walk to my house and another 2,000 amis right of my house. And again, if I'm in a city, then it's 2,000 amis to the edge of the city. And in the other direction, 2,000 amis from the end of the city. So basically, what I'm doing with Neruvei Techumen is I'm just moving over the point of center so that the 4,000 amis that I can walk on each side of my base should be able to get me to my Rebbe's shir. What is Neruvei Techumen? You have to put down food before Shabbos. And how much food do I have to put down? Enough for two sudais. Two pras. That's about the shir of 6 to 8 eggs. The Batanura says 6 according to the Rambam, 8 ledivrei rabbeisai. But it doesn't have to be one type of food. You can have different types of food, and it adds up to this. That's what the Mishnah means. You can be mitzaref, different types of food, b'mezayin shtei sudais le'erev. Next, you can be mitzaref, different types of food, b'chabeya le'tamei tumas acholin, for the shear of an egg, which is what is necessary for one food to give over tuma to another food. If I have tamadika food less than the size of an egg, it's not matama other foods. That's learned from the pasuk, says about Tirumi kol oichel asher yeyachel, so it's mashma. The shear is food that you can eat in one shot. And Chazal were mashayer that's the shear of an egg. A person can't swallow more than the size of an egg in one shot. But it doesn't have to be from one type of food. You could have different types of food that connect to get the shear of a beya to be matam betumas achol. Furthermore, you can have different types of food. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Vayter, you can have different types of food that could be combined for the shear of b'chag roigrois or b'chag Roigeres, that's a dried fig. Loitzah as Shabbos. Maybe you remember this on the Masechta Shabbos. If you carry food from one rishus to the other, from a rishus to the Rabban, let's say to a rishus to Yachid, you wouldn't be chayiv unless you have the shear of a dried fig. So you can have different kinds of food that could combine for the shear. And you can have different kinds of food that can be combined by koisevis b'yemek kippurim for the volume of a large date, because that's the shear to be chayiv on for eating on Yom Kippur. So again, most shearim are kezayis, but on Yom Kippur, the shear is a koisevis, a large date. That's because the pasuk, when the Torah tells us not to eat on Yom Kippur, the pasuk says ta'anu. You have to feel a little suffering. It doesn't say don't eat. So Chazal or Mashiach, Chazal estimated, in order for people not to suffer, you would have to have at least the shear of food, like a large date. Less than that, you don't really feel good. So Mila, that's the shear for eating on Yom Kippur. But it doesn't have to be a large date. It can be any other food, and it could be different types of food. If you add it all up together, it'll be the shear of a keseves. Vaitra says the Mishnah called a mashkin, all liquids, mitzdarfin combine, lifsalas agvia berevias, to passel a person's body from eating truma if he drank a revias halug. Just like Chazal made a gzeira, that if someone eats tamadika food, which is the shear of a half a pras, his body becomes tamay and he can no longer eat truma. They also made a gzeira that if he drinks tamadika beverages, his body becomes tamay and he can eat truma. And how much does he have to drink? And the answer is a revias halug. That's the same shear for, just like most, although not all, but most shiuri achilas with a kazayis, most shiuri when it comes to drinking is a revias halug, quarter look. Maybe the shear for dalad kaises, shear to make a burn of fashas, and so on. So in our mission here, we're talking about how much tamadika beverage you would have to drink to become tummy. The answer is a shear halug, and it doesn't have to be one liquid. You can be mitzaref to different types of liquid that could become tummy. How much is a revias halai? Different sheet is anywhere between approximately 3 and 5 ounces. Vaitra says the Mishnah. You can also be mitzarif different liquids. This is the last year our Mishnah is going to talk about. Uvimuloi lugmav b'yayim ha-kippurim. For a cheekful, because that's how much you would have to drink to be chayiv on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, somebody would like drink as much as it goes into your mouth and then like push it off to the side. It looks like his cheek blows up a shtick like a balloon. Well, that's the shear. Now, just like we said before, when it comes to eating, Chazal or Mishayer, how much does a person have to eat that he shouldn't be considered mu'una, that he feels satisfied? We said the size of a keseves, a large date. When it comes to drinking, what would make him feel easier? This shear of a maloy lugmav and all different types of mashkin could connect for a malay lugmav. So, when it comes to the shear of chatzi pras, that's how much a person would have to eat of tamadika foods to become tamay, so that he can't touch truma. All different types of food could add up to a chatzi pras. When it comes to the shear of two sudas for an eight of all different types of food, could combine for that shear. For that matter, for the shear of a kebeya to be matama tuma sacholim, for one food to be matama another food, it has to be as big as an egg. It doesn't have to be one type of food. Different types of food could be combined. As well as the shear of a dried fig, which is how much you would have to carry to be chayv on Shabbos when it comes to food. The shear of a large date on Yom Kippur also doesn't have to be out of one type of food. It can be kalu achal mitzdarfin. And all liquids could connect. And here the Mishnah gave us two examples. One is for the shear of vias, where if a person drinks a revias of tamadik liquid, he can't touch truma. That's also a Tumah midrabanan, and this cheekful that's necessary to be chayiv on Yom Kippur, for that too, it doesn't have to be one type of liquid, it could be different types of liquid.